Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Free Money Monday!
Let's give away some money.
Let's do it!
Free Money Name Game, up to $1,000 or up for grabs. As long as you went to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, typed in Free Money for Kid Nation. Mm-hmm. We're going to spin for letters. Mikey, you got that wheel ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's spin. Oh, did you break my toy? Ooh is you.
Oh, got it. You.
All right. All right. Ursula.
Ooh. We're gonna have to respin because Enye is not an English letter.
We can't say N.
N. Are we gonna go with N?
Shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with N.
All right.
N-U or UN?
UN. United Nations.
Oh, I was gonna say that.
Yeah.
Knew we should have gone with the English one.
What's wrong with Enye? I told you there's an Enya in Spanish.
It up for everybody.
800 Kid Live.
Call a 13 800
543
3548. 800 5 Geek. Wait, so there's 27 letters in the Spanish alphabet?
There's an extra one. We used to have.
So it goes M, N, and Enya.
We used to have the Enya, but I believe they took Enya off.
Enya
is the double L.
You can do that?
Because if you think about it. Eya is two L's.
Yeah.
So why do you need two L's? They thought about that. And
not
they said,
every.
Let's.
So you consolidate. Is there no incident in Spanish language where there's an L standing alone?
There is.
Why can't it just be
Hola?
An N with the accent?
Because that's not an accent.
When it's needed.
That's an atilde.
It's a squiggly thing.
It's an atilde.
So.
We're looking for a 13th caller, U and N.
So y'all can just randomly decide. I believe this, actually.
Wait,
y'all can just randomly decide to take a letter out of the alphabet?
I believe that people in Mexico get together.
They randomly decided to get rid of a planet. Like, people can randomly decide stuff all the time.
What letter would you want off the English alphabet?
Oh, boy.
It's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Because you really need the Q.
You do need the X, but I find it tough to teach my kid about X. When I got to teach him about the xylophone, and I don't even really know what it is. I know it's that little thing you hit and it makes noise.
Yeah, and xylophone has lots of hard letters in it.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Hmm.
I got a lot of friends with the X, you know?
Maybe the Z.
No, you need the Z. You got to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we need all of our letters.
You need a zipper for your pants.
Yeah. Well, you call
Kelly.
That fly.
This is
Kelly.
The most, you know what? This is the most intelligent conversation we've had in weeks.
The only change I would make, Kelly, to the alphabet is I would put you and I together.
Okay. Uh-huh. Was that the best joke ever? Where's the music?
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
That wasn't meant to be a joke. That was just a romantic line I threw out.
That was a romantic gesture?
That was just a romantic gesture. Real quick, we want to go to the most interesting listener of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were asking you, how did you find out he was cheating on you?
It's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
Tracy, how'd you catch your man?
Unfortunately, I was making him chocolate chip cookies. I took it to him in his house, and I found him in bed with his blood sister.
Yeah.
Naked.
Oh,
no!
Yes. Oh. I was only 19. I didn't know what to do. I dropped the cookies, ran out of the house, and got in my car, and he ran out naked, got in his car, and followed me all the way up to 35 naked. It scarred me for life. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You didn't. Okay, y'all didn't work things out.
Absolutely not. I drove straight to my brother's house.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
There you go.
It was the most shocking listener of the week.
Things be crazy out there. We're looking for the letters N-U or U-N. If you match those on your first and last name, you can win some money. Let's find out.
You got somebody?
If Natalie has those two going on. We already know you have the N, Natalie. What is your last name?
Ulig.
Thought you were going to tell me what a bad Googleizer I am.
Ulig.
Ulig, and that starts with a U, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yes,
Uhlig.
Congratulations, Natalie. You have won $500.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
All right. Jenna, will you please do the honors?
So you won $500.
Why are you so...
Why are you already beat up about it?
Why are you like that?
No, I'm kidding.
It's Halloween.
All right, yeah, we got to ask you this. Natalie, did you post sometime within the last 24 hours, not right now, free money for Kid Nation on any of your social media accounts?
No, I don't, because I don't have any social media accounts.
You don't?
Oh,
you are a rare breed.
That's it.
What's that?
I only have Pinterest. That's it.
You could have posted it on
wow.
there.
Wow.
What did you think I'd be too stupid to know what your Googly was?
Yeah, why don't you have Facebook? I would think you would want to share your Pinterest creations on Facebook.
No, I kind of got rid of that about a year ago now.
So you tried it, you found everybody you wanted to find, and you were done.
Yeah, I was kind of getting tired of the postings every single day, and it just got to updates on my phone all the time.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's a time suck. Yeah. It can become a real time suck.
Yeah. Maybe we should have included Pinterest.
Yeah.
Post to your Pinterest free
I'll throw that in there,
Nation.
Kelly. I'm sorry.
I should have, but I didn't think y'all were going to call
I know.
I was getting a little scared. I heard Enya, and I was like, oh, please let them just change it to N, not redo the wheel. So I was pretty excited when y'all kept it as an A. Yeah.
So you're familiar with the Enye?
Yes, I am Hispanic, but I have a German last name.
I was going to say,
you
sound Hispanic. Okay.
Oh, you missed it.
You married?
Hmm?
Are you married, Natalie?
Yes. I actually just got married on 11/12/13. So we've been married for coming up on a year now.
What a cool wedding date.
That's fun.
Well, you enjoy that $500, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I listen to y'all every morning, and y'all get me to work safely because I don't fall asleep.
Aw, thank you. And happy anniversary a little early. You can buy your husband something nice. Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, Natalie.
We're going to do that again in less than 1 hour, so it's not too late to post free money for Kid Nation.
Nope.
Hey, pin it. Well, why not?
Yeah, we'll throw in pin. Pinterest. I tried Pinterest. I don't get it.
I
never tried that one.
I've tried Pinterest,
I think it's
too.
it's like guy repellent. We don't know how to do it.
I know how to do it. I don't know. I've got a few things I pinned, and then every once in a while when I need an idea for something, I'll go look. It's kind of fun. Yeah. But I'm not into the pinning as much as I am to looking at what other people have pinned.
Right. I feel like if I'm on it, my friends will make fun of me.
That is true.
Like, if you're a dude, you can't.
I think so.
It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll do it again. We're called Two World Initials in less than an hour from now at 8:10 Central Time. So be listening for that.
All right.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Kelly Raspberry's 8-year-old daughter, Emma Kelly, doesn't want her mommy to date. What Emma Kelly doesn't realize is that mommy has needs, and those needs include a man. It's not going to be easy for Emma Kelly to accept mommy and whoever sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. So to prepare Kelly, here are a few worst-case practice scenarios that star Kelly, fake Emma Kelly, and a love interest.
Well, Kelly, I sure hate for this night to end. Had a great time with you, girl.
I enjoyed the evening, too.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to come in for, I don't know, a quick drink, just a chat, and maybe spend a little more time together?
Well, heck yeah, that sounds great.
Mommy, do you have any idea what time it is? I've been worried sick. I've recited the books of the Bible at least 27 times since you said you would be home. You're late, Mommy. How am I supposed to live like this? I can't trust you. You probably held his hand, too, didn't you, Mommy? Didn't you? I want my daddy. I want my daddy.
And McKelly, now this is going a little too far. Mommy just went to dinner with this very nice man. Now you go to your room and you quit acting like a crazy person right this second.
Is it because I'm black?
No, it's not because you're black. Well, ma'am.
Hello?
Hey, baby, this is Big Al. What's up? Can I talk to your mommy, please?
Why? Why do you want to talk to my mommy? My mommy is busy thinking about my daddy right now. Not you, stranger danger. What do you want to talk to her about? Holding hands? Kissing her? Hugging? You should know I'm not going to call you daddy. You're not my daddy, and you never will be. So there. Mommy!
Hello?
Hey, Kelly, I was just calling to say, well, you know that date that we were supposed to go on this weekend?
Yeah.
Like literally 2 seconds ago, I remembered I had some commitments that I just can't break. Aww. So I think I need to reschedule. And by the way, your daughter is so super cute.
Thank you.
The way she shows so much care and concern for you. Wow, I have never seen anything like it. Not even in the movies, literally.
Yeah, thank you. Well, all right. Yeah, she is very protective of me. We're trying to work some things out, you know. So when do you want to reschedule? I've got my day planner right here. I got my favorite mechanical pencil. I've got lunch with the girls next Saturday. I got a swap party that same night and then some stinking charity dinner that Sunday afternoon. So I'm really pretty busy. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you can't just, you know, squeeze me in somewhere?
Wow, I sure wish I could. But just this thing, what happened was my mama, she'd be so sad if she knew I counseled on my boys for our weekly college football watching party. And I just cannot do that to her. You know what I mean? So, hey, I knew you'd understand. So I will be in touch. And you and that cute little daughter of yours, y'all have a great night. Well, bye.
But wait. Dang it. All right, Emma Kelly. Mommy's going to go out for a little while tonight. I want you to be on your best behavior for the sitter. But you know what? I'm not going to go out until after your bedtime anyway, so you're not even going to know I'm gone. Mommy wants you to know you're always going to come first in my life, no matter what. And just so you know that, I waited to make plans until after you went to sleep.
Oh, Mommy, suddenly I don't feel well. My head hurts. My eyelids feel so heavy. Look at how crinkled up my skin is on my fingers and toes. Something's wrong with me. Maybe you should call 911 and you should stay here with me to make sure I'm okay.
Now, Emma Kelly, you're fine. You've been fine all day. You've not complained about a single thing until just now. Oh, my God. Stop doing that. You stop that right now, young lady. This has gone on too far. Just like you have the right to have friends, Mommy has the right, you know, to date guys.
But I'm melting.
I know you think if I date somebody, it's going to take away from our time together, but it won't. And wouldn't it be cool to have somebody else to have fun with, to take you places?
I see dead people, Mommy. I see dead people.
Okay, these are lines from movies you shouldn't have seen, Emma Kelly. We're not doing this. I'm going to go out whether you like it or not. And I love you, and it's not going to change, but you have to understand, mommies need people other than their daughters in their lives, you know? So, you know, scrub it up, dub. Mommy needs to get to work on getting a new husband. Does this dress make Mommy look too easy?
That's some good acting, Big Al Mack and Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks,
and that
man.
Emma Kelly performance was spot on.
You know?
Thanks,
spot
man.
On.
Is that Marconi worthy?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
say it. I'm going to submit that for the Marconi.
I'm going to go ahead and
say it. Fabulous radio award given to radio excellence.
Maybe we could include this in the Marconi because, you know, people have been asking. Everybody's like, where are the Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music volumes?
What?
Who's been asking?
Exactly.
Tens of tens.
Have you actually been messaged about it?
Oh.
People have been, you know, Facebooking.
Yeah.
What?
People were picketing.
You know who we can ask?
The picketing?
You know who can clear this up?
Who?
Our phone screener, because if there's a request for a song. Hey, Lacey.
Why are you doing this?
Hey, Lacey, come on in here. But I'm sure that Lacey can tell us the truth.
Yeah, she would know if anyone's calling.
Why don't you guys just take my word?
Lacey doesn't lie.
Lacey. I don't know if you were listening, but...
Oh, nice utters.
How many requests would you say you get just on a daily basis? Let's just take the whole day into consideration you get for more of That's What I Call Squirrel Music.
I wasn't listening because I was answering a bunch of phone calls.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there wasn't any asking for a squirrel request that I answered.
Maybe not today, but maybe just in general.
In the last month
or like ever.
In ever?
Uh-huh. Yeah, in ever.
Yeah. Never.
Not one?
Liars.
Yeah.
But you have this series. Now that's what I call squirrel music. And this is what, the fifth, sixth?
Oh,
one?
Thank you, Honest Lacey. That's her nickname.
Don't worry,
Honest
Big Al Mack.
Lacey.
We dropped the new album just in time for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Greetings, squirrel lovers. Were you scared that Squirrel Lovers United Together died? Don't fear, because now that's what I call Squirrel Music Volume Halloween is here.
Yeah.
This time, we took your favorite Halloween songs and made them less about Halloween and more about squirrels. If you are a squirrel and you cannot find food, there is someone you can call to help you.
Just a peanut jar sitting on some wood. Who you gonna call?
Nut hunters!
If you want some nuts that taste real good, who you gonna call?
Nut hunters!
Nut hunters.
Yeah.
All right.
I ain't afraid of no dog.
Watch along on Kid TV.
I know lots of squirrels. I ain't afraid of no cat. Nothing makes me feel good.
Hunting for nuts makes me feel good, too. Maybe you've always wanted a pet squirrel. Sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands, like in this hit song.
You'll open your eyes and realize you're at a radio station.
Squirrel.
But all the while, you feel me petting your tail from behind. You are now mine, 'cause it's a squirrely, squirrely night. I'm gonna treat you well, so don't you go and run and fright, squirrel.
Squirrely,
squirrely night. You're now my favorite pet, and it's a nutty, funny squirrel night.
Hey, you know what's spooky, or what? Maybe awesome, depending on your view? Being stalked by a squirrel. Interesting.
Sometimes I feel like a squirrel is watching me. He's hiding in a tree. Whoa. Sometimes I feel like a squirrel is watching me.
Also have songs about the unexplainable. Ask yourself this. Do you ever see a squirrel at night?
Well, thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
You're welcome. Are you Ron Burgundy?
No, I'm not Ron Burgundy.
Oh, well, take it away, not Ron Burgundy.
I was hanging by myself late one night when my eyes beheld a nutty sight. For a squirrel ran in from outside and it was all a huge surprise.
A squirrel at night.
It was a squirrel at night.
A squirrel at night.
You never see one, right?
A squirrel at night.
No, no.
I hope he doesn't bite.
Let's hold him tight.
Ow! Oh, that, oh, he bit my finger off. Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, hey, you come back here with my finger. Don't you run up that tree. Oh, I'm bleeding out. Oh, I'm bleeding out.
Never do so.
I bet you would give an arm and a leg for this album, or maybe a finger. Make sure you pick up your copy of Now That's What I Call Squirrel Music Volume Halloween today, or you will die.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Oh. You won't die.
Oh,
I'll just take your candy and eat it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Golf clap.
I'm gonna die if I don't order that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the fans. What's up, Morgan?
Hey, JC.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I had to call and tell you that I'm a huge fan of your squirrel lover's music.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my papa every time you play it. So it brings back some good memories.
Your papa loved squirrels?
We actually had that squirrel, Rambo, that we trained.
Uh-huh.
And when my papa would walk his dog down the street, Rambo would sit in his T-shirt pocket.
Aww. Aww.
Rambo.
See? Squirrel lovers united together, making you remember your papa. That's what we do. And squirrels. Peyton, what's going on?
Yes.
How you digging the squirrel music?
I love the squirrel music. When I was a baby, I had a squirrel.
Yeah?
What happened to it?
You mean you ate it?
A squirrel.
No.
I didn't eat it.
Oh, you had it. I was confused.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, no, it used to get in my crib with me, and it would actually steal my bottle, and it would be laying next to me enjoying my bottle, and I would be crying and screaming for my mom to come get my bottle from the squirrel.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
They could have you could have a pet squirrel.
I'm so jealous of people that have squirrels as pets. Thank you so much for that call, Peyton. Welcome to Squirrel Lovers United Together.
Just, in the crib,
you just have to give you one as a baby, and then you have to kind of like nurse it and raise it, and I bet it would be pretty attached.
The Squirrel Lovers United Together lines. Marcus has a joke for us.
Okay. Wait, Marcus.
How do you catch a unique squirrel?
I don't know. How?
Climb up a tree and act like a nut.
And we laughed all night. This is the best joke ever.
Well done, Marcus.
All right, Marcus.
Y'all have a great day.
Contribute to the madness, Marcus.
I am digging Marcus. See?
I'm really surprised, JC, that,
what?
You know, we filmed the Dish Nation Halloween episode, which you can catch tonight, that you didn't dress up like a squirrel this year.
I felt like that was too expected.
The guy that won my costume contest last year dressed as a squirrel. I mean, there are squirrel costumes around.
I don't think you're as much of a squirrel lover as you portray to be.
I am a faker.
Not as much as he wants to be in Magic Mike.
I'm more of a husband, and my wife said you should be a firefighter, and so that's what I'm going to
do. Did it pay off for you? Did you go home wearing the costume?
Oh, yeah.
Did it pay off?
Oh, yeah.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Tell the truth.
Oh, yeah. I did my routine and everything.
And what happened?
Oh, I don't want to tell you what happened.
He fell asleep.
Why do you want to know what happened?
Nothing happened, did it?
No, something happened.
You're a parent of a toddler and an infant.
Yeah,
Nothing happened.
Don't blow your hose all over the place.
Firefighter. So,
fell asleep, didn't you?
Yes. Kelly, I did my dance and everything. It was so much loving.
Mm-hmm. So much loving.
So much loving going on.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Let me do my teeth.
Come on.
You guys are making me remember what happened last night.
Last time?
Oh, Kelly, yeah, last night?
You liar.
What would you do if an adult came to your door trick-or-treating?
I'd grab him and bring him in the house.
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? Oh.
That's exactly what we did. And you'll hear those crazy reactions next. But first, make sure you check out this new show on AMC.
With the runaway success of AMC's The Walking Dead, we would like to premiere the new show from AMC.
They're everywhere. On the streets, in our houses. They're in the trees.
Carl, stay in the house.
These aren't your everyday squirrels. They're undead.
Put those nuts down. They're coming for you.
Where's Carl? Carl!
No longer roadkill.
They are zombie squirrels.
It's AMC's The Nibbling Dead, coming spring 2015. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Congratulations to Natalie Unig. She won $500 today with the free money name game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play again in about 20 minutes. But it's Halloween.
Trick or treat. Give us something good to eat.
We got a bunch of pranksters in the office. Now, Mikey, you got the team together?
Oh, yeah. We were kind of coming up with some fun ideas, different stuff that you could do for Halloween.
I like that.
And so what we did was, you guys talk about Russ Bass. He's the guy who does our promotions and our marketing here on the show.
He's a genius.
Yeah. And so he was super, super nervous. And so
about going out and doing a bit?
We gave him a bit idea.
Yeah.
And he ran with it?
Oh, yeah.
He ran with it. It took a little bit of coaching.
Yeah.
No, Russ needed coaching.
Yeah, and also we sent out, and his idea, and we'll play it for you here in just a second, is we sent him door-to-door to do reverse trick-or-treating. And what reverse trick-or-treating is, the day before Halloween, you walk to somebody's front door,
mm-hmm.
say trick-or-treat, and if they're wearing a costume, you give them candy.
So the trick-or-treater is giving the candy to the homeowner.
Yes.
Flipping it in reverse.
Why would a homeowner be in costume That's
exactly
the day before
the point.
Halloween?
And so the second thing that we did, and we're going to play that for you also, is the over-eager trick-or-treaters.
And those are?
So that's producer Lacey and producer Trey. The idea behind that is nobody's dressed up on the day before Halloween. Yeah. And so
unless they're doing a TV show.
Yeah, unless you're filming television. Yeah.
Right.
So we decided to send them out door-to-door to get them to trick-or-treat and see what happens.
Before we play Russ's clip, can we get him in here so you can get to know Russ just a bit?
Get to know Russ. Is that our new bit?
Yeah, get to know Russ. Russ, you're not going to say something dumb on the radio, are you?
Oh, he can't. He just dropped the mic.
Connie here dropped the mic. No, what do you mean dumb?
What
was that entire sentence that prefaced that question?
Russ, were you nervous going out and doing this?
You know, it's a little harder doing this one than another one because you're walking up to someone's house, mm-hmm. knocking on their door, and they're kind of wondering, especially if you say trick or treat, they're like, why is someone at my house?
Right. And how are you dressed when you go out and do this?
I was just dressed normally.
Normal?
Yeah.
And normal for you, so you had on a hat, a scarf, and you're holding
a cup? No.
Oh, okay.
Just the normal, like, polo shirt and jeans.
All right.
And, you know, I'm an average 34-year-old guy.
Rounding down.
No, 34. Thank you.
Are you carrying a pillowcase, or is it one of those jack-o'-lanterns?
I have, like, a nice big milk crate full of candy.
All right.
So it looks like what do you call it when you put money in to make people think that people are giving, you know, we sweeten the pot? What do you call that? It's like fake. Oh, but you're giving out the candy.
Yeah,
I'm
giving reverse.
I'm confused.
I'm giving the candy. Yeah,
he's giving candy.
So now, Russ, this is one of Russ. Russ, you're somewhat socially awkward sometimes, especially around strangers. Like, you take a little while to warm up.
Right.
Sure. Well, and it's like I said, it's a lot harder when you don't know who's going to open the door.
Yeah,
you don't know if they got a gun sitting next to it. They're wondering why you're showing up.
You're like a salesman. Yeah. And a lot of people are just like, oh.
And Russ, you're a single dude. Were you hoping that you would meet a good-looking lady when you were reverse trick-or-treating?
That wouldn't be a problem.
Did you?
There were one or two around my apartment complex, actually.
What's your Tinder handle now?
Yeah. Russ Face.
Tinder doesn't have handles.
Oh, okay.
Al, come
just faces,
on.
Right?
Okay, so this is Russ Face, who is...
Well, hold on.
Who does marketing.
Shannon, what's going on in there?
Well, see, what had happened was, a few months ago, our audio share thing broke.
Yeah.
And so we have reverted to having to use flash drives to get audio.
Oh, this is too complicated for me.
It's not copying. And so I don't have it.
It's not ready to play. Okay.
There's audio problems.
And so if Russ can just keep talking. Can you talk about your love for
Fedora?
No,
let's not
and your love
do
for
that.
Your dog.
I would rather listen to commercials than hear Russ talk.
Russ is right here.
I mean, he's got so many
things. Sorry, Russ. I forgot you were standing
there.
Can you
talk about how you love cups?
Oh.
He loves cups.
No. We're going to take a break.
It'd be more fun, really.
The
There's
ice
some
cream
sales
video
I'm
that
interested.
I took of him. That ice cream video that I got of him, that's so funny.
I bet there's a sale of some Adlish sponsors.
We have a good reason to come back because we're going to give away, hopefully, another $1,000. And we'll hear Russ's.
Yeah, you want to hear this awkward trick-or-treating that went on yesterday with the reverse trick-or-treating and with the over-eager trick-or-treaters. We'll get that audio for you and we'll play it for you next.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of trick-or-treating, I think we figured out the audio finally.
All right, good.
That was
down.
A trick, right?
That was a trick.
Now you got a treat.
See what happens? Now you get the treat. Exactly, Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
You got to meet Russ, the reverse trick-or-treater. Listen to what he did yesterday.
Hi, trick-or-treat. Are you dressed up?
No, what's this about?
It's trick-or-treat. You got to wear a costume,
oh,
right?
Well, it's the wrong night.
Well, no, it's reverse trick-or-treat night. See, I bring the treats to you, but you have to be dressed up.
See, now I've not heard of this.
You're kind of like maybe one of the Golden Girls? Hey, trick-or-treat. Are you dressed up? If you're dressed up, you can have a piece of candy. Did you dress up as an old rich guy?
No.
Okay. What are you guys dressed up as? It sounds like you guys have a lot of kids there. Like
we do, yeah.
Are you guys dressed up as like John and Kate Gosselin?
No.
You kind of look a little bit like my grandma. That's a pretty good costume. Do you want a piece of candy?
No, thank you.
Are you dressed up?
That is so
hold on, wait. Wow. What's your costume? Wait, let me guess.
Bathroom.
A tired girl that's about to go to sleep.
All right.
Wow.
I bet Russ stayed at that house a little bit longer than the rest.
Yeah, he did.
So Russ offended.
He called a lady the golden girl.
Yeah, he called her the golden girl. Called the other guy the rich white guy. Well, rich guy.
Yeah, that's not the only trick-or-treating that went on early on Halloween.
All right.
What?
Because we sent Trey and Lacey from production out as the over-eager trick-or-treaters.
Ugh. I feel like I'm going to throw up. They're going to punch me right there. Okay, it says welcome. They have a welcome mat. So maybe it'll be all right.
Little kids in there.
Screaming.
Trick or treat!
Hi. Are you a day early?
I thought I was going to be the early bird that got the word.
Oh,
he's dressed as Big Bird.
One.
Even for the pun, can I get just one?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, good.
There's a terrifying man that lives just a couple doors down from me who, in my mind, is 6'7", anyways, about 325. In real life, he's probably like 6'4", 290.
Still big.
I feel like my knock sounds menacing. Trick or treat!
Oh!
Dang.
No?
Oh. How about you?
Okay.
They are not playing along.
Happy Halloween!
Knock, knock, trick or treat!
There's Lacey.
It's Halloween Eve. You had your porch light on. I thought you were giving out candy.
Halloween Eve?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to open the door. Oh,
there. I actually bought it ahead of time. You're not that young. You're not like... 19.
How old do you think I am?
Probably about 23, 24.
Oh, you're nice, sir.
Nice.
I'm 34, but thank you.
Really? Keep it up. Whatever you want, keep it up for real.
Thank you,
like
sir. Thank you. I'm a cowboy.
I thought you were a cowgirl.
Maybe I should be a cowgirl.
Too pretty to be a cowboy.
Oh,
thank you. You're full of compliments, sir. I really appreciate you.
You're grown, then I know you're a grown woman. I compliment
you. My man.
I respect that.
Trick or treat!
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
I don't have anything right now.
You don't have anything?
No.
Sir, do you know what day it is?
I know.
Are you serious?
Halloween's tomorrow.
Well, but I have stuff to do tomorrow, so I'm trying to make up for it tonight.
Are you?
I'll take anything. I'm almost through with my beer. Do you want to give me a beer or some dinner? Are you going to let her talk to me like that?
Yeah, I am.
I mean,
how old do you think I am?
I'm
only 34 years old.
Well, that's a little old for Halloween, don't you think?
Are you serious?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can I have a beer?
Do you want a beer?
I'll take a beer, please.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
She got a beer. Sadie, can you come back inside?
I'll take the dog too, please.
No, you're not taking the dog. This is like the weirdest thing that's ever happened.
Ever. In the history of ever.
All right, by the way, Lacey wants me to give a disclaimer. She's not 34. She was just going along with the bit, she said.
Oh, okay. Nice job. Everybody.
Yeah, okay, Lacey.
Nice job.
Well done, everybody. Yeah. Russ, okay, Trey, God. Lacey. Everybody put it together. Greg.
Love it.
Now.
Mary, man, knocking on the door.
Now it's time to try and give away some money, right?
Yeah, it's time to
back.
Give away some
Let's
money.
Go back to the Inglese version. That was too confusing.
Excuse me?
Well, I mean,
that's the
people
last
complain.
One,
Kelly? Yes.
That's How are you going to tell
this
us?
This is America.
Yeah, it is. Let's do it.
Knocking on the door, they cheese stay.
That's Bit Killer in Spanish.
Spin a letter. R.
R.
See?
R.
No confusion.
What letter is that in English?
R.
Ara. Like Ara Kelly.
Oh, you guys think yeah.
No confusion. We know what it is.
With your English one.
Search high and low.
Can't wait to find out.
R.
Oh. Double R's.
R.
This is the second time we've had double R's.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
We had Rachel Rimmer. She won $500. So she can't call back. Rachel, sorry.
Yeah, Rachel Ray.
Out of it, but other RRs are in it.
Absolutely.
And the 13th RR. Ooh, it's Speak Like a Pirate Day, too. To call us at 1-800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. You're going to win $500. And, man, we're going to keep our fingers crossed because I'd love to give away another 1,000 this morning.
I'm sure we'll get an RR.
We didn't give it away the first time, so I'd love to give away 1,000 this morning.
Yeah. My buddy Ryan Roberts.
There you go.
I just want to throw him out there. Hey,
well,
buddy.
He's there you go. Now ineligible to play because he knows you.
Let's give away some
money.
Which are the letters RR?
RR.
Rachel, you're on the phone. How you doing?
Woo! I'm doing super good.
All right, let's see. What's your last name?
It's Ross.
That is crazy.
That's a hot name.
And Kelly's favorite store.
Two of the main characters, Rachel and Ross from Friends.
Whoa!
What?
You haven't ever heard that before, have you, Rachel Ross?
Actually, no, I haven't.
Are you serious?
First time. Yeah. There you go. All right, Rachel Ross, the best couple of TV of all time. Have you gone on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest?
Even Pinterest. We'll
Facebook,
take Pinterest.
Whatever anything. Social media
oh
you have.
My God. No, because you already called RR, but I'm going to still say it's all about that cash. About that cash. I got 500.
Yes, you did, girl. You did.
All right, Rachel. Well, you enjoy the 500 bucks, okay?
Thank you.
Happy Halloween from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Have you been having problems finding the right guy?
Yes.
Don't worry, Jenna. Kelly's here to help you.
Me? I'm just the facilitator.
Yeah.
I'm the conduit to
you
the man.
You started the book club.
Who can truly help you. His name is Matthew Hussey. My friend introduced me to the book, and I thought it was just it's so great because it takes away all your excuses.
Yeah.
Everyone says, I'm too busy. I never meet any men. Well, that's a lie. You meet men every single day.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to approach them or to trick them into approaching you.
Exactly. So don't throw a hussy fit.
Aww.
He's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Matthew Hussey.
You guys are so full of puns. It always makes my week.
Yeah, right?
You're welcome.
Matthew, you're everywhere. You're all over the TV. Where do people see you regularly? You've been on the Today Show. Are you a regular contributor? Where else can we find you?
The Today Show. I was on Meredith Vieira 2 days ago. all over. The main place people see me is my YouTube channel, because every week we release a new video there, so people can always go there and find us.
Oh.
And here's the thing. There's always going to be a need for you, because once all the women who read your book now find love, there's going to be a new crop of women coming up with the same excuses.
Same
problems. Too busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody for me.
It never really goes out of fashion wanting to find someone. That's for sure.
But this is probably, because it's Halloween today, today is probably a good day to maybe find somebody, right?
Do you think?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you cover that and get the guy, Matthew?
Halloween? Do you cover Halloween?
I always, being from England, Halloween is a very strange day for me being in America now, because I don't know. We don't do it like you do. You know, even when people go trick-or-treating, we don't have, like, everyone under the sun dressing a certain way tonight.
Right.
It always amazes me how few clothes everyone wears on Halloween night.
Well, do you think it's a good approach for a woman to go as the slutty fill-in-the-blank on Halloween? Does that help get the guy?
No. I don't think. Well, it might help you get the guy for a night. But I don't think that. I always get confused because, you know, the rest of the year, us men, it's quite confusing, I think, to hear from women how much men objectify women. And then on this one night, every woman chooses to do exactly that for herself. It's always a strange thing to me, but that's Halloween, I guess.
Do you think women aren't fair to men, that we send out too many mixed signals?
Oh, I think certainly men would have a case for saying that women are confusing, but I think it would be the case the other way around as well. I think women have a case for saying men are confusing.
Yeah.
And that's why you wrote the book, so we can understand a little bit about how the man thinks.
We'll try.
I would still
understand each other a little better.
I would still think a not so slutty, but a sexy costume is probably more attractive to the male.
Absolutely.
If you're a single girl, than if I did something really
all in your face,
funny, but that was just like a huge ugly costume.
Right.
Like sexy is probably better than ugly.
Yeah, I think I'm not saying go to the other extreme. You don't have to go as like ketchup bottle or something.
Ketchup bottle?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can go with something a little sexy but witty as well. I think wit goes a long way.
Great.
Jenna's got that market cornered.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I do? No.
You do. You always do clever costumes, and then you throw on like a, you know, plunging leotard or something.
Yeah.
You add the sex in it.
Yeah, Matthew, my whole theme every Halloween is always revolving around a leotard, so it's somewhat sexy, but then it's something kind
of
funny. So this year I was Pugnado with my pug and a lot of pugs in a Baywatch bathing suit.
Oh, see, I really like that.
You and Jenna would get along fabulously. When you're ready
to date.
Yeah, when you're ready to settle down.
I got the author. I don't got to read the book.
Jenna did it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the girl that finally lands Matthew Hussey?
Yeah.
She got the guy.
That's going to be a special woman.
Well, give us some tips for the weekend, Matthew.
Yeah, it should be a good weekend. I mean, everybody's going to be going out, maybe getting out of their routine because they've been invited to parties. So what do we do? We're going to get out of our routine this weekend and do what, Matthew?
Okay, so I got three things for the listeners today. The first one is, I call this talking like a politician. If you imagine the way that a politician answers a question, they don't actually directly answer the question that they've been asked. They always say what they were going to say anyway. So if you imagine in small talk, there are certain questions that are always asked, like, how are you, or what have you been up to? Those questions are very samey, they're very boring, and we only ask them because we don't really know what else to ask. Just because someone asks a boring question, it doesn't mean you have to give a boring standard answer. So the next time someone asks, how are you? For example, someone said this to me yesterday. They called me up and they said, how are you? And I said, I just had the most amazing experience at the hairdressers. It was the first time I've ever been to this hairdressers, and there are only 3 seats, and they come and serve you a beer while you're getting your hair cut.
Nice.
Like, where does that happen? And I said this as soon as literally this person hadn't said another word, and this is what I said, how are you? Now imagine how much more conversation that sparks than me saying, I'm great, how are you? Mm-hmm. And I just literally bat the ball straight back into their side of the court. So you have to answer their standard question with an answer that gives them hooks that they can then feed off of. The easiest way to do this is just think of something interesting you did today, and when someone asks, how are you, talk about that instead of saying, fine, thanks, how are you?
Okay.
That's the first part.
You got to hook them in.
I like it.
I like that.
It's a tease.
Hook them in.
Yeah.
The second thing is I want them to, a little quick challenge, I want them to go out and compliment 3 people this weekend. All of them have to be guys, if you're a woman. If you're a guy, all of them have to be women. and two of them have to be complete strangers. So one of them can be someone you know. If you want to warm up on someone you think is attractive that you know, that's fine. Or right. if you don't, just anyone, a friend, someone like that. Other two have to be complete strangers. But the compliment has to be specific. So you're going to say, you know, if there's a guy next to you in a line somewhere and he's wearing a scent that is really lovely, then say to him, oh, my, I love that scent. What is that? I love what fragrance you're wearing. What is that? If it's his shoes, look at his shoes and say, you have great taste in shoes for a guy. So make it specific, okay? Compliment three people. The third challenge, and this is a bit different to anything I've given before, but it's something that's good to mentally prepare. I want everyone listening right now to have a morning ritual, which takes 5 minutes. So none of this, I don't have time. Everyone has 5 minutes. You're going to take 5 minutes in the morning, and you're going to take one, just this 5 minutes to sit down and think about two things you're grateful for. This is one big, one small. This is going to put you in a mindset of gratitude for the day where you're in a happy place because no one's attracted to someone who goes out with a bunch of problems and stresses in their day and doesn't look like they don't want to be talked to. So first think of what you're grateful for. One big thing, one little thing in your life. The second thing you're going to think about in these 5 minutes is one great trait that you know you have, that if you were in a relationship with somebody, that would be a beautiful trait that you would bring to the relationship. Because we all need to take a moment to remember just how great we can actually be in a relationship and how happy we are. And if we go out with that mindset, then we're going to wear that and people are going to see that we actually have value to offer just by our body language.
All right, Matthew Hussey.
Some internal work and then do the external work.
We're talking with Matthew Hussey, who's the author of Get the Guy. It's the book Kelly's been reading, and she started
She's
a book
the
club.
President of the book club.
Hey, and it's working. We've done some follow-up phone calls with women who have tried a couple of your techniques, and it's gotten them more than one date, like second and third dates.
Exactly.
It's working.
Matthew, Kelly's already up to page 26.
26.
I absorb.
Are you applying it?
I absorb each page. I take that page and I sit on it and I wrestle with it.
She's wrestling.
Are you disappointed in Kelly, Matthew?
My problem, Matthew, is I try to read too many books at one time. I need to just finish.
You need to get through it. Well, here's the thing. People sometimes have the wrong idea about books. If a book is terrible when you get halfway through, don't finish it just for the sake of finishing it. Bin it and move on to the next one. But also don't be a dabbler where you just skim read everything and never actually take any of it in.
Yeah.
No, I don't dabble. I have taken in what you said, and what you're saying is really good stuff. And I'm following the tips that you're giving more. Uh-huh. But yeah, the book is excellent, and it's not boring at all.
Matthew,
Kelly. I want the next time we speak, I want you to be on at least page 80.
Well, see, here's the problem.
There you go.
Yeah. See, Matthew, here's my problem, and I'll just use you for my own selfish gain right now, is I have someone I sort of see, and we've sort of seen each other off and on for about 6 years. So he's, you know, it's not like we're in love. It's just like we have a really great time together. So I'm probably not as motivated as the average person because I always have, that guy in my corner. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but you want something more than that, don't you?
I do. I would like to find something more, you know.
You got to get the guy.
He's a great guy, but
you've got to make a decision as to whether you want an average life or an extraordinary life.
Oh, I want extraordinary.
If you're with someone right now that's just giving you enough that it's satisfying a little bit of your hunger so that you're not going out there and doing anything more, then that's crippling you to go out and meet someone else. And it's not good. Comfort is a drug. Like, you've got to treat it that way. That guy has given you comfort right now.
That's true.
Just enough to make sure that you don't go elsewhere, but also not enough to meet your needs. And that sucks because guess what? You'll get to 80 years old and you'll look back and you'll say, oh, I spent my life with some idiot who gave me sometimes.
Well, he's not an idiot. Let me just say that. He's a very nice man. But are you saying that I have to completely cut that off in order to find something else? Or can I kind of
keep
looking while I have somebody?
does he know you want more with him?
I don't think we want more with each other. I think we're kind of happy with the way things are.
I think he would probably
It's a convenience comfort thing.
Yeah, but you're not. But that's not really happy, is it? That's just comfort. That's not really happy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have a question in a different sense, Matthew, because I'm not in Kelly's situation. I'm 30 years old, and my girlfriends and I, we tend to kind of rule out guys kind of quickly. So if a guy might ask me out to go on a date, I'm kind of selfish with my time, and I don't want to go spend a whole Tuesday night if I don't know if I'm interested or not, you know, going to dinner. So what should I be open to that anyways, or is there like an alternative kind of date? Almost kind of like a quick dating, you know what I mean? That's not spending my whole Tuesday night going to dinner.
You got to get on the phone to somebody. You got to have at least a 10-15 minute phone call with somebody before the date. I would not. For me, I'm the same as you guys. My evenings are precious. I don't want to go out and spend 2 hours with somebody I don't even know if I'm going to like yet.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to get on the phone to somebody and figure out, do we have banter? Do we get on? Are we on the same level? If I get on the phone and my sense of humor offends someone in the first 10 minutes, I already know.
Right.
Let's not go on a date. Let's not waste each other's time. But people don't do that. We live in a world these days where we go from completely superficial interaction by texting or by Tinder or by some dating company, and then we go from that to being in front of the person and having to do the complete opposite extreme. And we have to actually, there's a midway point, which is getting on the phone, going back to basics, and not wasting our time on a bunch of people that we don't even know we have chemistry with yet.
Perfect.
Phone call. I like that. I agree. Feel out the personality. Okay,
by the way,
cool.
All the tips and the homework assignments, past and present, are up at KidNation.com from Matthew Hussey, along with a link to his book, Get the Guy, which Kelly is going to read.
Yes, I am.
And by the way, for everyone listening right now, if you didn't get the guides, the complimentary guides that we created before, we actually created two of these. One was on 9 texts that you can send any guy to get him attracted, and you can go and get that at 9texts.com.
9texts.com. Thank you, Matthew.
We have the tips for this weekend up at KidNation.com, along with that 9-text message link and also the 5 compliments that will get him addicted to you. Thank you, Matthew Hussey.
All right, Kelly, pay JD, don't forget.
Pay JD, I promise.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.